happens in Ottawa, Emporia, and Manhattan. Prairie Paws is in KPR's Community Spotlight this month. Find out more at prairiepaws.org. I'm Kay McIntyre. KPR Presents is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
If only I could have a puppet, I'd call myself so very lucky, just to have some company, to share a cup of tea with me. I'd take my puppy everywhere, la 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 la, I wouldn't care.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center, presenting Runway and Rhythm, a designer fashion showcase and dance party, Saturday, October 4th. VIP and general admission event details at lawrenceartscenter.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's the latest news from NPR and Weekend Edition Saturday. Stay with us.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel must finish the job against Hamas. Dozens of delegates walked out as he began speaking. You're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Kansas Supreme Court has upheld the state's broad protections for workers who claim religious exemptions to vaccines. Zane Irwin has this report on yesterday's ruling.
The ruling makes it easier for Kansas job applicants to refuse workplace vaccine requirements. The case started in 2022, when a Leawood woman was denied an occupational therapy job. The employer said she did not qualify for a religious exemption due to its COVID-19 vaccination requirement. A Johnson County District Court judge agreed with the employer, but the Kansas Supreme Court overturned that decision, ruling that employers may not ask follow-up questions when applicants say they religiously oppose vaccination. Justices Melissa Standridge and Eric Rosen dissented. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A woman has been sentenced to more than 24 years in prison for murdering her husband at Fort Riley. WIBW reports that 31-year-old Margaret Schaefe was found guilty of second-degree murder for killing Greg Schaefe in February 2024 at their home on the Fort Riley base. The U.S. Attorney's Office issued a press release yesterday saying that Schaefe's daughters were in the home at the time and witnessed the shooting. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Division, and Fort Riley Fire and Emergency Services investigated the case. In college football, KU hosts Cincinnati today at 11 o'clock. Kansas State hosts UCF Knights. That game also at 11 o'clock this morning. We'll have a look at the weather coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Legacy Box, working to preserve family memories by converting tapes and photos to digital, offering cloud delivery to enable access from anywhere. More at legacybox.com. This is NPR.
We've got some patchy fog throughout the KPR listening area this morning. Otherwise, sunny skies for today, highs in the upper 80s. Light winds from the southwest. Clear skies overnight tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, sunny and highs in the mid-80s. Under clear skies, it's 57 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
What do people really mean? In the bit we read, now Mal doesn't always respond very loquaciously to Arthur when he's chatting about the chap who was pulled out of the river. And maybe there's a reason for that, or maybe there isn't.
Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. As a working, highly successful novelist, do you have any concerns about readers of the future just subsisting on text messages and social media posts? and, you know, what we now call literature disappearing?
Well, that's very interesting. Will literature ever disappear? And what is literature in these days, and where is it going? Now, I don't think books are going anywhere, you know, anytime soon. But looking further to the future, who on earth knows? Because we're already getting very, very short formats of communication in our everyday lives. I'm reliably told by young people that nobody emails much anymore. I wrote my first novel, The Appeal, in almost all emails. And that was a piece of feedback I got from my younger readers. Everybody texts now. Emails are for old people. And whereas maybe 40 years ago, we'd have been bemoaning the decline of letter writing, we're now bemoaning the decline of emails. But for the moment, I don't think books or literature are going anywhere. But I think literature might change and more books might be written in the way that I'm writing them now.
The Killer Question, the new novel by Janice Hallett. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's been delightful speaking to you.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on a Saturday morning. Who ever thought someday we would be bemoaning the loss of emails? Sunny skies today. We're looking at highs in the upper 80s, light winds from the southwest. Clear skies overnight tonight, lows around 58 degrees. Sunny for tomorrow with highs in the mid 80s. It's 57 degrees in Lawrence, 60 degrees in Topeka. Let's check in at Pledge Central. I am here with Matthew Algio and Laura Larson. Good morning.
Good morning, Kay. Thank you so much. And Laura and I are here just for a few moments.
Here we are.
Well, a few minutes, let's say.
It was truly, truly wrong. You know you can rely on KPR. When there's terrible weather, you can rely on locally produced local hosts to tell you what's going on. But in addition to that, when you become a member, you'll get a newsletter. Yeah, who needs another newsletter? But this has like lots of updates about arts events in the region. You will also, as a member, have access to the pre-sale of Big Band Christmas tickets. I was shocked at how popular Big Band Christmas is. It sells out every year. Yeah. And this is our 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. There are going to be some events there. If you're a member, you get pre-sale access. These things always sell out. You get discounts with the member card. You qualify for giveaways, tickets, books, KPR gifts. Now is the time to pledge at kansaspublicradio.org, 888-577-5268. Maybe a dollar a day is right for your budget. Maybe $10 a month is right for your budget. It doesn't matter. We just want you to be a member so we can continue to serve this community. 888-577-5268 or at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Matthew. And I want to add my thanks to David Tangeman of Topeka, who made a pledge this morning. I had the privilege and honor of meeting David several years ago. He was one of the Vietnam veterans that participated in our Kansas Stories of the Vietnam War. And what a privilege and honor it was to meet you, David, and to share your story. Thank you so much for making your pledge to Kansas Public Radio this morning. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away. We'll have news from the KPR newsroom following that. Sunny skies today. We do have some patchy fog still throughout the KPR listening area. Highs today in the upper 80s. For tomorrow, highs in the mid 80s. It's 59 in Atchison, 59 in Emporia. This is KPR.
To increase that production rate, and that FAA safety inspectors would still have to sign off before it does. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
A medical examiner says a man accused of killing four people and then himself inside the New York City headquarters of the NFL in July had CTE, a brain injury that Dr. Kristen Dams O'Connor says is troubling.
It's highly concerning when a person who's experiencing mental health challenges believes that those symptoms are solely attributable to a neuropathological disease that cannot be diagnosed during life.
Dr. Dams O'Connor is the director of the New York City's Brain Injury Research Center at Mount Sinai. 27-year-old Shane Tamura drove across country from Las Vegas to target the NFL offices. He left behind notes saying he might have CTE and for medical examiners to analyze his brain. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A Wichita juvenile has been taken into custody following a bomb threat to the Hutchinson Regional Airport. KWCH reports that Hutchinson police officers were called to the airport yesterday morning after receiving a threat over the phone. The airport was temporarily closed and flights grounded while law enforcement swept the scene. The suspect is being held by the Reno County Youth Shelter. The Trump administration is ending a survey that tracks food access across the country. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports anti-hunger advocates say less information means it will be difficult to know what's working to address food insecurity.
Federal officials are scrapping the household food security reports, saying they are, quote, redundant, costly, politicized, and extraneous studies. Gina Platanino with the National Food Advocacy Group Food Research and Action Center says the survey is the main source for understanding how people are experiencing food insecurity across the country.
It's difficult for advocates, for policymakers to understand or to be able to say what is working if you don't have the data to support whatever point or analysis you wanted to make.
She says the cancellation is even more concerning on top of the administration's recent cuts to federal food benefits. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
In college football, KU hosts Cincinnati today, kickoff at 11 o'clock. K-State hosts UCF, kickoff also at 11 o'clock this morning. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Legacy Box, working to preserve family memories by converting tapes and photos to digital, offering cloud delivery to enable access from anywhere. More at legacybox.com. This is NPR.
Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, light winds from the southwest. Clear skies overnight tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, sunny, highs in the mid 80s. Under sunny skies, it's 58 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
To get to that walk-off moment, and you're totally right, it's been an up-and-down season for the Red Sox. You really didn't get the sense that they were going to make a run at any point this season, yep, or if they were going to collapse, but boy, are they saving their good stuff for the end.
Seattle Mariners have clinched the American League West title. You might say that's because of their great catcher, Cal Raleigh, and his 60 home runs. But I wonder if maybe the dark arts aren't responsible. What's going on there?
A catcher joining the 60 homer club, let's give him credit.
Yeah.
But apparently, 3 weeks ago, when the Mariners had lost 6 out of 7 games, looked like they were slipping out of contention, there was one diehard fan who posted to his social media he was literally going to hire a witch. I didn't even know this was a thing on Etsy to fix whatever was ailing the Mariners. And boy, did it work, because the Mariners went on a 10-game win streak. They've won 17 of the last 19 games. You know, you can say that baseball, paying $20 for baseball might be too expensive. Well, not in this case. He paid $20 to a witch named Luna. She cast the spell. Even the team posted to their social media, quote, shout out to the Etsy witch. So sports fans, if you want your own incantation said over your favorite team, this witch sadly is no longer accepting orders, Scott. Baseball magic just too hot for the gig economy.
I'm contacting an Etsy witch for the Cubs. But listen, Sister Jean, Loyola's Chicago chaplain for the men's basketball team, she's announced her retirement at the age of 106. What an inspiration. I love her, and you know her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely an inspiration. A lot of us just hoping to survive to 106, much less retire. But Sister Jean, patron saint of the Bracket Busters, officially retiring from her duties with Loyola Chicago. Now, I talked to her quite a bit during that blessed Final Four run in 2018. She lived in the student dorms, probably kept her young. I talked to her again during the pandemic when there was no March Madness. She was still getting her NBA fix, basketball fix, by watching the NBA. She told me then, these guys are so fast. They play with such passion. You know, she loves hoops. She loves Loyola, helping young people. I'm told she's doing very well, but on a personal note, boy, do I wish her a peaceful retirement.
Sure do. Michelle Steele, thanks so much.
You bet.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org, where this morning we are taking your pledges. It's our Fall Fanfare 2025. You can make a pledge right now in support of Kansas Public Radio. Matthew Algio and Laura Lorson, how are we doing in there?
Doing good.
Yeah, things
are going
pretty well.
We can do better. Thank you, Kay. If you are a listener to Weekend Edition Saturday or Weekend Edition Sunday, or both,
please support us with a small financial donation or a large one. We're not going to complain. 888-577-5268 or at kansaspublicradio.org. Take advantage of the Chestnut Family Fund Challenge. They will add $200, no questions asked, to your donation. Right now, maybe a dollar a day, maybe $500 a year, maybe $1,000 a year, maybe $5 a month, whatever works for you. We just want to have you as part of the family to support this kind of media in this region.
We wouldn't be here without your support. It adds up to the largest share of the funding that pays for the programming that you enjoy on KPR. Again, 94% of our funding now comes from private support. So now is the time to consider why KPR is worth your investment. Why KPR is worth your investment. We depend on listeners like you to do your part and support KPR at kansaspublicradio.org. Now is the time to show that support because we have this challenge. Still a few more. $2,000 challenge from the Chestnut Family Fund. They are generously adding $200 to the first 10 donations this morning. I believe we have four left. Call now, 888-577-5268, or go to kansaspublicradio.org. Show your support for the programming that matters to you. And thanks.
And thank you, Matthew and Laura, for being here on a Saturday morning. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Saturday. Week in and week out, we're here during our fall fanfare asking for your support this morning at Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio or listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. While you're there, make a pledge in support of the public radio station you listen to every Saturday morning. We have another hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up, and then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock, 1 hour from now, here on KPR. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, light winds from the southwest. Clear skies overnight tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid 80s. It's 65 in Topeka. This is KPR.